Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Daf HaShavua, Ksubis, Daf Pei. And we are going to begin from the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis. So Mishnah says, HaMaitzi HaTzayas on Nechsi Yishtah, if someone spent money, invested money in developing his wife's Nechasim, HaYitzi Harbe, if he invested a lot of money, V'achol Kima, and all he got back was, he only benefited a little bit, or Kima, he only invested a little bit, V'achol Harbe, he ate a lot. Doesn't make a difference. Masha Haitzi Haitzi, whatever he spent. Masha Achol Achol, whatever he got. And he doesn't get any kind of reimbursement. Haitzi V'lay Achol, but if he was invested money and he did not get any return, then Yushba Kami Haitzi, he has to swear how much he invested. V'yitol, after he divorces, if he wants to get the money back, he could swear how much he invested and didn't get anything from it, and then he could get his money. Zarki Mark, Hamakima, what does a little mean? Amar Rav Asi Afilo Gregor Sachras, even one dried fig. But he has to have eaten it in a machavadig manner. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Ibe Rav, we just got to that pay. Afilo Shigur de Tamri, even some dates, pressed dates. Boy Rabbevoy Chuvtsa de Tamri Mai. What if it's a Chuvtsa de Tamri, which is dates that have been used to create beer and the leftover hops? What about those teku? So now Rashi has a problem with Shigra de Tamri, that Gregoris are worse than Tamarim. Tamarim are more chashev than Gregoris, so why would it say Afila? So he wants to change the Girsa. So, and Chum Tais has a different tarts. Anyway, so Zakti Mar Vaiter. So what's Derech Kavod? Amar Derech Kavod Mai. Amar Lo Ochle Derech Kavod Mai. What if you didn't eat a Derech Kavod? How much do you have to eat? Amar Ula Pli Ba Tremorai B'Mar Rav Chadam Aviki Isi. If you eat an Isser worth, Chadam Aviki Dinar a Dinar value. Amar Dain De Pumbedisa Avad Rav Yehuda Ovda B'Chavilas Maris. Rav Yehuda held that even if all you got from it was Chavilas Maris, which means you fed your behema, that's also called benefit. Rav Yehuda Tamid Amar Rav Yehuda Ochle Arla Shvius Klaim Harez Chazak. If you eat something which is Asr Bachila, like Arlo or Shvius or Klayim, it's still considered a Chazakah, so he has a very low standard for what's called an Achila. If someone invests money in his wife's, who is a Katana, it's like he invested money in someone else, which means he has a din of a Yoyred, that even if he ate a little bit, he still is entitled to get reimbursed for his work, like a Yoyred gets reimbursed for his work. My time, why is that? Why do we buy Katana do differently and we don't say he loses everything? Being that Katana could be Mamayan, and if she's Mamayan, then at any point she could step out. So by regular woman, it's a gerushin, so it's up to you. You did it, so it's your loss. But over here, she could just be Mamayan at any point, so a person might just just grab whatever he can grab and ruin the field. So therefore, we wanted to give him some protection that, don't worry, you can invest money and you'll get your investment back in case she's been mine. Ahu yitzidanaf l'arba me'azuzi bechuzoi. She, it's a woman, got 400 zuz, but it was bechuzoi. So Azal Gabra, her husband wanted to get that money, and Apik shis me'a, and he spent 600 getting it. I see arba me'a, and he got the 400. So it was a bad, that was a bad return. But how did Kasi, as he was coming back, istruch le'chad zuzi, he needed one zuz, and he took one of those zuz and used it. Azal Gabra, and then he wanted to divorce her. Amalei ma'shahoytzi, it's ma'shahalacho. Whatever he spent, and whatever he ate, he ate. Amalei rabban, and l'arvami, no. Hanimele de'kachal. That's only if you ate the fruit of your investments. Ha, Karnikachal, he's not eating the fruit of his investments. He's eating the actual Karen itself. And it's a Haitzah. V'inkein, havla Haitzah v'le'achal. So he's like a Haitzah v'le'achal. Yishba kama Haitzah v'yazal. So he should swear how much he was Maitzah and he should get take. Yishava kama Haitzah v'yitzah zaklima Amar Rav Asi hu shiyesh shavach k'neged Haitzah. You only have to swear if you get equal benefit to the Haitzah. So what is it coming to say? L'may halchasa Amar Rav Asi m'hoi shavach yesah Haitzah. If there was more benefit than he spent, and all he wants is reimbursement for his spending, then he can get Haitzah without even having to swear. So Amalei Rabbim can ask La Rumis. So Rabbi said, if you're not going to make them swear, you can make a Harama, which is that he can say that he spent a lot more than he spent, and as long as he just makes sure that his amount he spent should be a little less than the Shevach, he won't have to swear. And he can lie and make it much more. So we don't want to give people the opportunity to lie. Alam Rav Hashem, Hoysay Tzah Yisera LaShevach, the other way around is the Chiddush. That if he spent more than the Shevach, in Le'el Hatzah, Shir Shevach, still all you're entitled to is like a regular Yoyred. The Hatzah, as much a benefit as, you're only entitled to get paid as much as the benefit is. So you spent $1,000 and it only produced 800, all you're entitled to is reimbursed 800. But which one? You do have to make a Shevach. So hired a recent tachta mal. So if a baal hired a recent to work on the field, and they get a percent of the produce as their payment, and then he divorced his wife. So adaita the baal nachas. Do we say that they were hired by the baal, and istalka baal being that he loses his investment, istalka who they also lose their investment, and they don't get any reimbursement on their work. I don't mind that the dar nachas, or maybe they're not like hired by the husband. They're hired by the land. And the land is meant to be given out to Arisim, so if they're not working for him, they're working for her, and she has to honor the deal. Why wouldn't they have to be paid back? I mean, they're a regular yoyer, they're not a husband. So why wouldn't they at least have to be paid back, at least reimburse their investment? Why would they walk away with nothing? So Mara says, that's by regular yoyer, there's no person, other person who's essentially able to work. But here there's a husband whose job is to work on this field, so you aren't even entitled for your investment because the husband says, it's my job, I'm doing it. So my have Allah, I'm Rav Huna Breda Yeshua, ha chazinan, I baal arisu, if the husband himself was an aris and could have done it himself, so stalklu, baal stalklu. So then it was aimed for him to work on it, and the fact that he got someone else to work in front instead of him is just like they're doing his job, and therefore the same way he loses his investment, they lose their investment. But I baal lab arisu, if the husband was not an aris, so then aral arisi kaimin, then no matter what, this land had to have been rented out to, leased out to some sharecropper. So therefore, she has to honor the deal. If the husband sells the karka to someone else to get the same schus that he gets, he's selling off his pears. My dekani akni, whatever he has the ability to sell. I don't make it to kin l'rabbanan peres l'baal. The fact that l'rabbanan were masakin that baal had discussed with peres, who just turned the page to pay him a base, mishum brevach basis, because this way there's more money in the household. But he has the right to sell it and just hold on to the money. So Yehuda Mar Bar Mer Emer Shmei Rava Amar Masha Aso. See, he's able to do it. And Rav Papa Amar Shmei Rava Loyas Velakom. He's not able to do it. Amar Papa Hada Yehuda Bar Mar Mer Emer that said that you could do it. La Mar Mishverish Shmei. It wasn't Mefurish B'Shem Rava. Ella Mechlal Shmei. It was a story that he itzed the Ayla LeGaver Tartem Hasad. There was a woman who brought two slaves, Shivchis as Nechasim, and Ozel Gabra Nosev Itzach Riti went and married another woman, and Ayla Chadabinani, and he appointed one of the slaves to work for her. So she came to Rabba, Tavcha, she screamed about this, and he didn't take her tainus. So one thought the pshat was because it's as if he sold the paris of this Shivcha. He has the right to the paris of the Shivcha, the work, in other words, and he sold it to this other woman. But it's not true. Mishum Rabbach Beis, the whole problem is Rabbach Beis, it's also Rabbach, the fact that his other wife has someone to help her, so now there's more room for the money to go around. So Hilchasa Baal Shemachor Karka LePeris Loi Asvelaklam. The halacha is that it doesn't work. My time Amr Rabbi Chashin Shemitach. So worried that the buyer might ruin the field. And Rabbi Amr Mishem Rabbi Chbeis. And Rabbi says no, the reason not Rabbi Chbeis, like we just said, so there should be more income. My Benai, what's the nafkah between these two reasons? Zikav Benai Arde Mikrav LaMasa. If the land, the piece of land is near the city, so they can constantly check to make sure the person's not ruining it. Inami Baal Arasu. Or it's talking about the Baal is the one that's actually going to be doing the work, and he'll just be giving the fruit to someone else because he sold his close Paris, but there's no chashash or get ruining it because the husband is the one working on it. Or if it's not land, it's just if he takes the money that he used to sell this land and then he invests it, so he's making even more money, so then it's a swap that gives you a greater return than there is Rabach Besa, but there's still chashash of Shem Tachsa. If now we're talking about Shemeres Yavam, that she got an inheritance, they're both Maida that he has no chus, the Yavam has no chus, and she can sell it. Mesa, what happens if she's nefter at that point? So what do we do with her ksuba? Now, her ksuba means the nitzin nechzitzim barazel, and nechnasim yetzimimah means nechzitzim barazel. I'm sorry, nechzitzim log. So this is, we had this in Yevamos, this Mishnah, about, I don't know, 2 years ago. And Bishama Emrim Yichalku Yerusha Baal Yerusha Av. So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yevamos that says that this chaluka of Yerusha HaBaal and Yerusha Av only refers to, it only refers to the Nechse Mulog, but not the Nechse Tzem Brazel. Nechse Tzem Brazel goes straight to the husband. And why is it that they even divide the Nechse Melog? Before, Vishnami said he has no schus at all, right? Why suddenly does he get his schus? So the Gemara over there explains that too. But until Imrim Nechasim Chizkasim, the Nechasim stay in Nechasim. So Tzurim Brazil remain in their Chazaka. So the Gemara Baba Basra has a Machlekes. Who does that even mean? Does that mean Yerushei Baal? Does that mean Yerushei Ha'isha? V'ksuba is B'cheskas Yerushei Baal. The Ksuba is B'cheskas Yerushei Baal, which is the Nechasim. So here Ksuba means, Rashi says, the Mana and Messiah and Tesefes that would have been hers. So the Ksuba goes to the Yerushei Baal, and the Chasim and Nechnasim Yetzim and the Nechasim Ilug go to the Cheskas Yerushei Baal. Haniach Achav Moyes, if his brother left money, Yilachav Ben Karkav Uachal Paris. Paris at Lushim Ben Karkav, he left Paris. Lushim Ben Karkav, same thing, Yilachav Ben Karkav Uachal Paris. But if it's a Mechubar, Mel Karkav, Amra Meres, Shaman Nasa Kaman Yafa Bib Paris, Kaman Yafa Bloy Paris, you figure out how much it's worth with and without Paris. But Moyes, Yilachav Ben Karkav Uachal Paris, Chav Moyer in Paris, and Mechubar, Mel Karkav Shalai. The Paris that are Mechubar, Mel Karkav, he gets to keep, but Lushim Ben Karkav, but if the Lushim Ben Karkav, Kol Kodim Mehem, Zacha Bahen. Whoever gets it first is theirs. Kadam hu zacha, kadam hi, yilak ben karkav v'chal peres. If she comes first, yilak ben karkav v'chal peres. Rashi explains that machlokes over here is whether about the peres of tlush ben karkav is whether metafli luksuba mishtabdi or not. So the first man darmer held that karkav metatlam are meshubit to the ksuba, and therefore they go to this to the yabam. And the second man number holds that the metatlam are not meshubit to the ksuba unless she's typhus them michaim the baal. Otherwise, it's not meshubit to the ksuba. So therefore, it's called kedem hem zachamem. Kansa, if he marries her, hare keishel chol davar, she's like his wife. If she takes ksuba al nichse baal rishon, her ksuba is on nichse baal rishon. Lo yomer hare ze ksuba sayhu nachzal al shulchan. He can't just put the money on the table and say, here's your ksuba. I'll call nachzal achrem ksuba, so it has to be a shibud on all his nachasim. Chen lo yomer lo ishte hare ksuba sayhu nachzal al shulchan. Same thing, you can't tell your wife the ksuba is on the table. I'll call nachzal achrem ksuba. The whole all his money is achrem to ksuba. Girusha, if he divorces her, inla al ksuba, all she gets is her ksuba. Hechzir, if he takes her back, hare kechal anashim. Like all women, but in al ksuba may bavachi, only entitled to ksuba, and the Gemara is going to explain what the chiddush of that last statement is. Okay, have a good night, a wonderful Shabbos, and a frail chafurim.